Okay, you're listening to the Friday Morning After. I'm Joe Broadhurst, 90.3 in Montreal, and I'm glad to be joined on the telephone with Bill. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. You can refer to me by my full name, Bill Brown.
Okay, Bill Brown.
Director of Surveillance Camera Players.
All right. And this is just something that I think is just incredible. I ran across it. I think it was on the indie media site in New York City, or I think it was that. But anyways, there was a link to your site. And you guys are, it's called notbored.org, right?
That's right. That's the main hosting service. And it includes, among other things, surveillance camera players, some situationist archives, and anarchist material as well.
So tell us a little bit about the surveillance. When did you start doing this?
9 years ago, the Surveillance Camera Players, or SCP, does several things to inform and educate the people about the presence of surveillance cameras in public places, including performing satirical plays directly in front of those cameras, making maps of their locations, and giving walking tours based upon those maps. And the reason that it's important to educate and inform people is that a number of the surveillance cameras in public places don't look like cameras. They're intentionally disguised as lamps or ornaments, so that it requires a little bit of expertise to realize that there are indeed cameras located all over metropolitan areas, including Montreal, incidentally. I've seen some alarming pictures of street cameras there, and the cameras just look like lamps or ornaments, and somebody with some training is able to recognize them as surveillance cameras.
And this is particularly interesting right now. It's been interesting all along, but England has now decided that they're going to they have cameras, first of all, everywhere, but now they've decided to do GPS on every car movement as well.
That's right.
Which, I mean, this just goes one step beyond and beyond and beyond. You guys have, when you go out as a group, what do? Do you create signs and you annoy these people that are looking through these cameras?
Yes, well, the plays are written in advance and usually are site-specific or time-specific for a specific anniversary, let's say. And the plays have a kind of a softly ironic or satirical touch. Some of them are much more confrontational and will say, we know you're watching, mind your own business. But some of them actually are trying to actually get the passers-by or the camera watchers themselves to come out from behind wherever they are and talk to us, because on the one hand, it's an issue that very few people talk about. It's just assumed that surveillance equals safety, therefore there's nothing to talk about. And on the other hand, there's an absence of political dialogue in general. I think people are afraid that if they talk politics with each other, it'll end up in a shouting match. And we encourage people, no matter who they are, security guards, police officers, Secret Service agents, if they're out there, to come and speak to us so that way we can break the silence that surrounds this subject.
Now, has anybody ever done that?
All the time.
Oh, yeah?
Especially when we perform, we're always watched by security guards or cops. The walking tours, on the other hand, are not, because they've been going on for 5 years every single weekend continuously, and I think they know what to expect from us, which is we simply describe how the cameras work or don't work, where the performances are something that I think they've never really been properly trained or have any expectations about, and they're not sure if our performances will turn into a carnival against capitalism where we'll go around smashing cameras. So they always assign somebody to keep tabs on us.
And when you do the walking tours, do you find most people, they had no idea that there are cameras and stuff like that?
I think that they know that there are cameras, but they don't know
the extent.
The extent, and they don't know this thing about the globe-shaped cameras that are hidden inside of things. And for me, as a tour guide, one of the most rewarding things is to hear these gasps and expressions of shock when they realize, you know, my God, I've been watched by cameras in the supermarket, at work, and I didn't realize that those globes were cameras. And that I think that changes people's perceptions of both the city that they're in and also what their lives are like.
Are you trying to get people from around the world to get involved with this and do this sort of as a global thing?
Yes, absolutely. Twice in the past 5 years, and now upcoming on the first day of spring of 2006, we're helping to organize an international day against surveillance cameras, which means that at the moment there are 10 or 12 different countries that will be involved in this, and that they also will be either making maps, making performances, doing walking tours, because the issue is truly an issue, a globalized issue. And as with many other movements, it's important to show that the opposition to it is also global.
I mean, we've just seen in the past month or month and a half, we're talking about NSA spying on everybody. We know that everybody's email now is being ciphered through. We're being watched on these cameras. It's almost time for people to stand up and say, hey, it's enough.
I agree, absolutely. I thought that the real turning point took place on July 7th of this year, when four alleged suicide bombers went into the London Underground, where there are half a million publicly installed cameras in London, and that showed that suicide bombers are not deterred or prevented from carrying out their actions by surveillance cameras. And I thought that this really indicated that the emperor has no clothes, that all of us are interested in not being blown up, but I think that surveillance cameras are clearly not the way that's going to protect us. And in the meantime, they just allow the security guards and the police and whoever else to possibly abuse this incredible power that they've given, which is to be able to watch people without themselves being seen. So I agree, a turning point is being reached now. And I think because of the globalization of surveillance, this turning point may very well be a global issue. Because NSA is, of course, capable of spying on the entire world.
Right. I mean, yeah. And they are. And then some of that information gets handed over to private companies and then sell it back to the government, which is just incredible to me. I mean,
So
if somebody's listening right now and they want to get involved with this, it seems like such a fun thing to do. How would they do that? Are you asking people to contact you through the...
I'm glad you think that the form of performance is fun, because one of the difficulties, especially in very dark times like this, is thinking that actually that what you're going to be doing to protesting against this growing fascist menace over the planet isn't going to be fun, will actually be depressing. So if people wanted to find out about surveillance camera players, the best thing to do is use the search engine Google, but mind you, it'll also be searching your request. But just Google search for the phrase surveillance camera players, and there's abundant material on the Internet. But mind you, it's such a simple concept that anybody who gets in front of a surveillance camera with a sign that says, enough, are themselves a surveillance camera player, and they need not make any contact with us here in New York. They are fully authorized to do completely autonomous action.
All right. Well, I thank you, Bill Brown, for talking with us this morning about this. It's an interesting thing that you're doing, and I hope more people get involved with it.
Thanks very much, Joe.
Have a good morning.
Good day.